Before we start Treva Trey, I wanted to try to keep the flow going with Dinyan of Hazakis. We spent the better part of this man, the short man, we're 40 days into the Yomer, but we spent the better part of this man dealing with Hazakis, and I feel that the Olam had a certain kinyan, if it's the right word, certain kinyan in Chazakis, and I don't want to lose it. So what I did here is I took the previous sheet and added the last four inyanim on the bottom. I again would like to ask everybody to review all the rules of Chazakis from beginning to end. What I'm going to do today is go through the little bit that was added. I'd like to try to take the first half of shiur to review it. And I can only beg you that we put in a lot of time, a lot of energy, and a lot of thought into how Chazaka de Meikara works. And to have a complete, nothing's complete, Chazakis, we can only scratch the surface, but at least have a complete knowledge on our level of Chazakis. Now, last time, the bottom line was Inyan Chazaka Shalom Nisbara B'Shaita. If you're wondering how I got more into the page, it's because I didn't enlarge it as much as last time. But the top half, Til Inyan Chazaka Shalom Nisbara B'Shaita, inclusive, was on the last sheet, I believe. And the Inyan of Chazaka Shalom Nisbara B'Shaita, we had not learned together at that time, so I'd like to 1, 2, 3, 4, the five inyanim on the sheet, spend a couple of minutes on each. You should have the outline of each one and hopefully understand. No, because when you talk about Chazakis for 20 days or 25 days, you spend 3, 4 weeks on it, then everything becomes one big mish. It's not so many topics. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, the whole sheet is 8 basic topics, except for Trevi Treyu Kamina Chazaka, which is what we're going to deal with in this next sugya. These are pretty much the basic nidayim of Chazaka. And throughout your lives, when you come to a sugya of Chazaka, it probably, whatever the lumdis is, if it's yisai distik a sugya, it's going to touch on one of these inyanim. So just quickly, Inya Chazaka Shalom Nisbar B'Shaita, that was the case of the cheese, where we said that if you shecht an animal, find a hole in the lung, the cheese is kosher. The shaila was, if you find a hole in the lung that has a scab, and you know it's there for at least 3 days. Now we said that if you find a scab on the lung, you know the hole is at least 3 days old. What happens now? So that was the machlekes, the mechaber, and the ramah in Yeridei Simin Pei Aleph, by the Treifish of Behemoth. The Ramah said what we all understood better. Ramah said all the cheese till 3 days ago was kosher. The last 3 days, we know this treifus. So there's no safik, we know shtel chazaka. The cheese from more than 72 hours ago, that we do shtel chazaka. That was the sheet of the Ramah. So if it's chazaka, sorry, what am I doing? That was the shaila of being mafkia. I'm sorry, I apologize. I'm now explaining the next line. Machleks mechaber b'ramah b'avkos chazaka. That was the bottom on the previous. Okay, machleks mechaber b'ramah b'avkos chazaka. Okay, that line, machleks mechaber b'ramah b'avkos chazaka, is what I'm saying now. Where the chazaka is mufka. We don't have a chazaka till shlita. So we know it goes back 3 days. That chazaka, the Ramah said, so what? You get a chazaka till 3 days ago. The mechaber had a mechudish dikashita. The pashtus of the mechaber is that forget it. There's no chazaka. If the chazaka is not till today, there's no chazaka. Now, a year ago, we know it wasn't a treifa, it lived a year. But this whole last year, we have to make everything treif, because once you don't have a chazaka, you don't have a chazaka. That was the mechudish dikashita of the mechaber. And the Ramah disagreed, which we understood better. So that's Machlokes Mechaber Ramah about Kos Chazak. Okay, Cheskas Chayim, which is also the Inyan of Chazak Asayu L'Shvanais. Cheskas Chayim was a Tazn Yeradeya Shin Sadik. There should be a Zayin Shin Sadik Zayin base. So again, let's review, because when we learned it, there was something I think Cheskas Chayim we had the least confusion about. The two sheetahs in Cheskas Chayim. The Ramaz case was a person who hears that his relative died, and it's a suffix if it's 30 days since the person died or not. Remember, there's a nafkamina. Shmua karayva, something within 30 days, there's a chiv tzit shiva. If the person died more than 30 days ago, there's no shiva, just misablon in sha'achas. So the Taz there held that there's no such thing as cheskas chayim. That was the chiddush of the Taz. That a person doesn't have a cheskas chayim. The reason, why doesn't a person have a cheskas chayim? He said, Adam mu'ed lomus. Everybody dies. So it's what we call a chazaka asuya l'shtalais. It's a chazaka that's not going to last. And that is not a chazaka. And he brought Gimel Kushis. He had three kashas on those who hold of it. Now I'm going to do it quickly, because to go through the whole lumdus of the three, I just want to remind you, hopefully it's still somewhere in your memory. Go through the three. Psachim Tzadik Aleph. That was the case of a person who was digging a collapsed building. It's Erev Pesach, they're shechting the carbon, and he's digging because he wants to try to save somebody. And at the time they shecht, we don't know what the mitzias was for the people under the building. After the shechita and the zrika, he finds a mace. So the suffix is, was the shechita and zrika sakarbin good for him? Because we say it's not ma'akif if he eats from it. If b'shach shechita and zrika he was tar, he's yaitz a carbon pesach, no pesach shem. So what was the suffix? The person is dead. He was originally alive. Do we say that when he found him, he died right before that, and b'shach shechita and zrika he was tar? So there, the Taz, the Gemara says, we do not shtel on cheskas chai. We don't shtel on cheskas chai. We don't say it's yaitz a carbon paste. We see there's no cheskas chai. We see you don't put on a cheskas chai, because someone's still alive. The second case was hamachlof parah b'chamor. So that was the case where you and I are trading. I give you my parah, and by me giving you the para, I'm kind of your chamor. We go afterwards and find that the chamor is dead. So the suffix is, was the chamor dead before the hachlofa? And if so, I get my para back. Or did the chamor die later than the hachlofa? So there too, the psak of the chamor is that you don't go basach haskeskai. You don't shtel on chazaka. Why don't we shtel on chazaka? So weiter, we have a raya. There's no such thing as a cheskas chayim. Rings a bell a little bit. That's what nobody asked. The third was the case of Ebenezer. That was the most interesting case of the three, where they found a dead body. And they don't know if this man died 3 days, within 3 days, or after 3 days. What's the difference? They find a dead body. Tfiasayin only works on a mace within 3 days of Patira. So here they found a mace. Adam say, we recognize it's this and this man. They want to be Mate's wife. But when Mesupik, if he died more than 3 days ago, well, within 3 days. So there also, we don't give a cheskas chai. Why don't we say cheskas chai? He died later. And he died within 3 days. Those are the three rayas of the Taz that we don't give a cheskas chai. And if somebody sits and learns to the Taz, you're convinced that he's absolutely right. There's three shtaka rayas. You don't give a cheskas chai. Aye, the Gemara says, if you bring a get, you're a shliach to bring a get from one country to another. Even if you left a b'chayla, you have a right to assume he's still alive. It's time to give the get. So that's talking. Everyone agrees you have a cheskas chai if you don't know he died. you assume he's still alive. But in a case where he died, and the suffix is when he died, the Taz says there's no such thing as a cheskes chayim. That is because Taz and the Shev Shmaitza argued. The Shev Shmaitza said it's not true. There is such a thing as a cheskes chayim, and you do say he died v'shveit. And he brought two rayas. Again, in parentheses, I wrote it to Kitzer, not because you'll figure it out from what I wrote it, but it should just trigger your memory. Noga be'echad balayla. Remember the case? Noga be'echad balayla. Remember? In the middle of the night, people are sleeping, and we has to be there sleeping in the Eichel, because otherwise the case couldn't happen. So they're outdoors, they're sleeping overnight, they're sleeping out in the field. And in the middle of the night, Reuven touched Shimon. He got up and he walked over and he stepped on and he touched him. Comes the morning, Shimon is dead. So Reuven didn't touch him in the morning. So Reuven asked the Shaila, is he Tamei or is he Tar? So there, it says, V'chumrav kachim, we consider him Tamei. But in the Ikar Adin, he's Tar. Why is he Tar? Because we give a cheskes chayim. We say the man died as late as possible. And he didn't die in the middle of the night when he touched him. He died later in the morning. So there, even though for kachim were machmir, it says a lot of things that were machmir by kachim. But the Ikar Adin is he give him a cheskes chayim. The chazaka da hashta plus a cheskes tara of the person. At first glance, he seemed to be right. The second case is kol anoshim dayan shaitan, is where a woman becomes a nida, and in the morning she touched food. And now she discovers she's a nida. Was she a nida in the morning? She just didn't realize it. So kol anoshim dayan shaita means that it's enough from now and on that they're tamei. Again, for kachim or mashmir. But for chulin, dayan shaita means it's enough when you find them tamei. She finds down she's tamei. Maybe it's tamei in the morning. You give a chazaka to meikar. Now there, it's not a case of a neis, but it's also a chazaka asir l'shtanais. And still we give chazakas. We give a chazaka asir l'shtanais. Again, you can ask me again that it's Tatu Reisa, sure. But again, that's the Raya of the Shev Shmaitza. That's right, Taisus Teres is on the Chasav Asai, so that you're right, so no one answered. Shkach. Okay, so that is, now if you look in your notes, we also answered the three rayas of the Shmaitza, of the Taz. The Shmaitza, actually, the Kusa Kesef, he brought, told you to look in the Kusa Kesef, he answers the three rayas, the Gimel Kushius of the Taz, we had to root some for. So, hopefully you'll look it up. And you'll see, you have to chazer the Turutzim as well, because they're equally important. And the next line, Dir Chazak Zil Shnanis, Marit Kikaz. Marit was a different Chazak Zil Shnanis. Anybody remember? What was another one? So we have Damnida, we have Mace, Chazak Yerushtanis, Chazakai. There he is talking about the Chazak of a cotton that he doesn't have Shtei Saris. You give a cotton a Chazak, you're a Supik, when he got a Shtei Saris, do you give a Chazak the Meikara? The Marit said, no, there's no Chazak the Meikara, it's a Chazak of Yerushtanis. The Marit was like the Taz, so it's hard to know how to pass him. I told you, I think the minig is to hold of cheskes chai. When it comes to being kaveh yartzeit, I know that that's the mahalach in halacha. So I think, basically, we do give the cheskes chai. But lemaisa, it's machlokes. Okay, so that's cheskes chai, chazakas l'shtanais. The next line is beis chazakas asayis rizel lezeh. Beis Chazaka said, let me tell you what I did this Shabbos. You know, I speak Shabbos in shul.
So I know I'm going to talk about Chazaka de Meikara, Balabatim, interest in Chazaka de Meikara. Not interested, right? So I told them that it's true. On Friday, I was traveling with my son. I told him, I spent so much time on Chazaka de Meikara, I'd love to make a Novi Shir out of it somehow. So my son said, forget it. Balabatim, Chazaka de Meikara, just going to go to sleep. They'll never follow. So what I did when I spoke in Shul on Shabbos is I said, what happened? I told him on Friday, I said, I want to go Chazaka de Meikara. And my son said, Balabatim, I'm never going to follow. So before I try it in Novi Shir, I'm going to try it in Shul. So of course, it got everyone interested. The truth is, it's not that I think they're not intelligent enough. It's just the difference between the Balabatim and in a classroom in Yeshiva is Balabatim, I can say the most outrageous thing. And there, you know, it's like Lahavdil when you watch a show, you know, like you sit back and you wait for the next thing to happen. If no brain isn't functioning. You know, like, you know, entertain me. Yeshiva, you say something, so, you know, people don't take your word for it. Yeah, they argue. So what did I do? I told them the Tvu Ashar, and that the Shmaitza argues, that's all. And I tried to get them to understand. I spoke about a broken bone in a chicken. It's Halacha L'maisa also. And it did get their interest. I got quite a number of people who have a background. Some have no background, and they told me all kinds of things, which maybe or maybe not. But anyway, just in case you meet any of my Balabatim, you better know the next line, okay? Because they know it. Beis Chazak is Hasaisrei Zelazeh. Actually, I call it Hamisnagdoi Zelazeh. So is it Zulazu, actually. So Beis Chazak is Hasaisrei Zulazu. Two Chazakas that are Saisur, Misnagid one to the other, Tuashar. What is a Tuashar? Tuashar was the case of a broken bone in a chicken. You go to the store, you buy a chicken, there's a broken bone. If you could tell it broke like Hashkita, there's no black and blue mark, it's kosher. If you could tell it broke during the lifetime, it's all blown up, it's trade. What happens if you have a suffix? It's bloody, it's not very bloody, it's reasonably bloody, a bloody area around the bone. What do you do now? So the Tvu Ashar, the Shaila was, could we give a Chazaka de Meikara? The chicken originally didn't have a broken bone. Couldn't have walked around with a broken foot. If the shechet shechted, it must be that it didn't have a broken... I'm sorry, if they raised the chicken, it must be it didn't have a broken bone. By the time it got to the shechet, it couldn't be. On the way to the shechet, the bone broke. So Shesafik, when did the bone break? Hashkafa Rishani, give a Chazaka de Meikara. You assume the bone broke as late as possible. The bone broke after Shechita, and it's kosher. Tvu Ashar had a lamed shetayim. Tvu Ashar said, 1 minute. The chicken originally wasn't shechted and didn't have a broken bone. Two changes happened. The shechting of the neck and the breaking of the bone. Zokt the Tvu Ashar. Just like I could say, when did the bone break? It broke later after Shechita. I could say, when did the Shechita happen? It happened later after the bone broke. So it's a suffix that rashed in the Chumrah. Tvushar was Machmir. That was his Svara. This is the Svara I wanted them to argue with me about. Because I think in Hashkafa Rishayna, everyone would assume you say the bone broke as late as possible and that. Now Shef Shmaitza argues. Shef Shmaitza, hey Yud, brings it to Ashar, and he argues. I mentioned to you first the third paragraph and then the second. The Iker was that he said it's Agamara. The building falls on two people, and we don't know who died first. The same thing. You have the Cheskes Chai of the husband, the Cheskes Chai of the wife, and the Gemara still says Yishtel Cheskes Hetem. So you see, when you have two cheskes above that of the snag, one to the other, you do go on the cheskes setter for originally. So the same thing, he says, you do go on the chazar. So the Sheshmaitza argued, and that's the machlokes. Now the Chavis Das in the Nun, I mentioned at the end, the Chavis Das was an in-between shita. The Chavis Das said that when you have two spekes that are the snag, one to the other, you have to figure out which is your basic question. Which is the basic nidoin that's going on here? If people would be asking, when was it shechted?
And there you go, Basra Chazak. They really know what's happening. People are asking, when did the bone break? The bone is the seba to make a trade. The Shalom Trefus. Shalom is, when did the bone break? Since that's the Nidoin, that's the Chazakah that you go according to. You do go Basra Chazakah. Notice he's saying, if you have a real case of Misnag de Zul Mazut for Shar Birai, that's not really a case of Shech Chazakah and Misnag de Zul. Because you go Basra the Iker Nidoin, the Iker Shalom. We put a right here from Ksubis, Mishristani Nanasti. If you have notes, please review it. Also, he says, two chazakas of Esnagdais. And we still, we go according to whatever is the Iker Nidai. The same thing here.
So,
when? No, because remember we said that even if you don't hold the Gemara says chazakas. Either it's outside of the year. Or it's a chazak of a Kayak Roid, right? That is. Alright, the fourth of these last four is Chazaka Devei Ikar B'Bliyos Lo Yaminan. That's the last, I think it was the last thing we spoke about Chazakis. A bunch of Yeridaya cases where you have a suffix if a B'Liyah moved from point A to point B. All the four, or at least the first three of the four, are questions of B'Liyah's traveling. The first case was suffix Kavush. You have to find a piece of Nevela soaking in a liquid. And you don't know, is it more than 24 hours the B'liyah went? Or is it less? Less than 24 hours the B'liyah doesn't travel? No problem. It's a big cloud. If you don't hear a day, it's Aleph days. If you don't hear a day, somebody came to me in a panic on Shabbos afternoon. They had taken out, by mistake, the son set the table. So it's a problem. He has the son to set the table. He accidentally set the table with the Pesach Tikkun glasses. Now we got there, there's the guy, don't ask me. This is my Shahayah. So he asked me what he did in the Pesach glasses. Did he ruin them? Are they all Chametzik? So I asked him what happened. He said they put in soda and they drank soda. They were sitting on a Chametzik table. Anybody who went here a day knows. The glasses are fine. Right? Cold. There's no B'liyah. Even if you poured in beer, it wouldn't be, unless you leave it a Sher Kavush. You put in Chametz, it's not, it's also not a problem, right? Well, his mother is going to allow them to use it on a Pesach as a separate shiloh. But I told him, wash it out well, but not with hot water. Hot water, if it's chametz, then you could put in bleas. Just rinse it out with warm water and put it back into the chametz, into the Pesach. Anyway, back here, kavush, suffic kavush. Cold is not beilaya. Kavush for 24 hours is beilaya. Suffic kavush. So we had the Shev Shmeitzer. The Shaila was by Safik Kavush, you say Chazak Demei Kara, that it's not, that it's it came in as late as possible. So there, that was one case of a Safik of Leah's traveling. The second line, Shokha Imolcha, that's a colorful case, everyone should remember it. The Tarsus case, where a woman cooked the meat and she doesn't remember if she salted the meat. Also, it's a Safik of what? In Leah's travel. Raw meat, you're allowed to eat. You rinse it off and eat it. It's mutter. If you cook meat, bleas of blood travel from one part of the meat to the other. It's a suffix if bleas travel. Third case. Suffix caught after the second trefah. You buy vegetables in the trefah store. They have kosher knives and trefah knives. That's how you know they have kosher and trefah. It's a suffix which knife they use. So baita, it's a suffix if bleas travel. In all three cases, we had Gedolei Achrayim who said the Shmeitzer in the first case, the Chavos Das in the second case, Pischei Tshuva, the name of Sefer, I think it was Sefer Yitzchak or something, a third. They all said that by Blias there's no Chazakas. Why? Chazaka is when something changes. Something changes. It was originally one way and now it's a different way. A suffix changing. That is, we say chazaka. When did the person die? We say you go basa chazaka. When did she become a bu'ula? You say you go basa chazaka. All the issues that we have is a suffix if it changed. But bli'ah's traveling, it's a chaf. They say that the bli'ah's traveling, the thing didn't change. The vegetable soup didn't change. The question is, did bli'ah's of nevela go into the vegetable soup? By suffix kavush. Or the bleas of blood go into the other half of the meat by suffix imalcha. or the debris of the knife go into the vegetable by sucking. So those two cases, it's Sveikis, Sveikis of Blias. The fourth case is Simen Kuf Yud Aleph. So the first three were Marim HaKayimis, the third, fourth I just dealt to, they suffered Kla'ezer Kedera Nofal, they had Treifis, you don't fell to Pad A or Pad B. Pad A is Treif anyway, someone's cooking at home. He's cooking Treifis for his Gaisha worker, Kasha for his family. And the suffix is if the Nevela fell into this or into that, so by the Rabbanu we say Sabbath Rabbanu Lakuda. So there, why don't you go Basar Chazaka Dinei Kara? Why don't you say, what was the Shaila there? That you should stella Chazaka, that the Kasha stay Kasha, the Treif stay Treif. So why here do we say, if it's a Rabbanu Lameko, they're asking a Machmer. Why are you Machmer? Say Kasha stay Kasha, Treif stay Treif. So the answer is, again, it's Blias. The suffix is if the Blias went. If the kasha became treif from something, or if the treif went into the kasha, and chayreds daimer, once you can be machalik, but all right. So four things. Everybody knows this. I pierce you in the hall, and I ask you, any of these four, you'll know the basics. I hope. Okay, please chazer them. Chazer the top four also. You have four and four. The four we did last time. The four we did now. And hold on to these sheets. I want to make sure to come back to it, chaz it again, and hopefully you'll have a kinyan in these days. Let's move on now to tray the tray. Okay, kept my word pretty much half the time on the sheet, half the time I stop tray the tray. Now let's see the Gemara Taich. And then we go into the Lamdis. But I'm very nervous that you're not going to know the Taich. We learned Subis, we learned a Sugya of Malach Shein Tzricha L'Guf and Dava Shein Miskavim. And the thing that was most important to me is when you finish the whole Sugya for a week or two, that if someone asks you, what's a Malach Shein Tzricha L'Guf, you should know. What's Dava Shein Miskavim, you should know. What's important to me today, if someone asks you, what's the Taich, Trei V'Trei Sveikin D'Arais, and what's the Taich? Trei v'trei sveikin d'rabbanan. You should know Taich. Without longness, without why, what is the Taich of the words in the Gemara? You've even learned Daf Yomi, if not a Taich something. What is the Taich? So again, I said Taich at the end of Thursday, I'll tell you Taich again. I don't want to make the mistake of asking you longness and confusing anybody. The definition. Trei v'trei sveikin d'raisa means that when you have trei v'trei min ha-toyre, it's a suffix, you do not shtel on chazaka. No chazakas. Trei v'trei sveikin d'raisa means no chazakas. It's about the sugya of chazakas. Trei v'trei sveikin d'raisa means you don't go basa chazaka. Why? We can talk about it. But that's taich. Trei v'trei sveikin d'raisa, taich, no chazakas. You don't shtel on chazaka. Trei v'trei sveika d'rabbanan means when you have trei v'trei min ha-toyra, yes chazakas min ha-toyra, you do shtel on chazaka. Sveika d'rabbanan, the Rabbanan said we can't do this. You have two eidim against me, you can't ignore two eidim. The Rabbanan said let's call it a suffix. Mid Rabbanan, no chazakas. Remember, it's not gemina. Some of the mamzer are not a mamzer. It's a deraisa, it's a mamzer. Rabbanan is not. There'll be many nafkaminas. Sveika d'raisa, sveika d'rabbanan. That is the nida. How do we paskin d'raisa d'rabbanan? That depends on one sugi and shas, and that's Yavam Islam et Aleph. The nida, if we paskin d'raisa d'rabbanan, depends on this gemara. Don't tell me one against one. I'm talking about two against two. Okay? So you're right, one-on-one is a separate name. I'm talking now about two against two, okay? Because it's going to get confusing if you talk about one-on-one. Right, two and two is good. Now, all right, let's see the Gemara, and then we'll discuss. Again, the Gab Gerishin, Eloi Tanan, Bat Tanan. Is a Mishnah of Gerishin and Mishnah of Kedushin. Mishnah of Kedushin is our Mishnah, Safakar of Lai, Safakar of La. The Mishnah of Gerishin, Safakar of Lai, is the following Mishnah. And he threw it to her. Karav la, Gureshes. Karav la, Einav Gureshes. Mechza al mechza. Now here it doesn't say sofik. It says mechza al mechza, megreshes v'ein megreshes. Varmino l'may hilchasa. What's talking about? Ikayin hu asirile. If it's a kayin, is she megreshes? I erva hi tzurasa by chalitza. If it's an erva, so the shayla is, does it tzara ni chalitza? It says megreshes. Sofik if it's a get, and you're osir to a kayin. Ein megreshes, sofik if it's ein megreshes, and you are Ton Khalit. And you are Potem Echalit. Vulayaminan Shemato Imechaletis Misya Bemis. And there we didn't make a Gezeira like we're saying in our Gemara. Shemato Imechaletis Misya Bemis. We didn't make such a Gezeira. So Teretis, Avilallah, Rabbi Rabbias, Demi Tavayu, Haha. Vishnei Kite E Demaskinan. Here means what? It doesn't mean here in Yavamis. It means here in Misatas Gid. Here in the case of the get, Hacha b'shnei kitei eidim askinan, we're talking about two pairs of witnesses. Achasei meres kar of law, not a sofik. I'm sure it's kar of law. Achasei meres kar of light. Davalei sfikah d'oraisa is talking about a sofik d'oraisa. What does sofik d'oraisa mean? It means you don't shtela chazaka. So there, it's a sofik d'oraisa, and you don't shtela chazaka. So the Ikar Adin is that you shtel on Chazaka. That's the second Rabbanan means. If the Ikar Adin is that you shtel on Chazaka, so you have to be geyser and matay mechaletas misyabemis. Because the Ikar Adin is that you resist the Eisen. So when you say Sveikin de Rabbanan, it's not a Sveikin de Rabbanan. But we're going to be geyser and matay mechaletas misyabemis. You're going to mess up. Now the Gemara asks me money. Now the Rambam paskins Sekedai Raisa, at least the Pashtus Rambam. Most other Rishayim, we'll see if it's everybody, paskins Safik Durabbanan, because they hold that that's the Maskona, which we're going to get to on the Gemara, this is the Bashatya, which is its own discussion, so I want to stop for the moment here and discuss the issue of Sekedai Raisa, Sekedai Durabbanan. Trey. So there are two things I'd like to do. I'd like, first of all, to give you homework on Trey to Trey. Explain where the Nidain comes into play. So, because the Al-Gemaras you have to know, we show them you have to know. So I want to do two things today. I want to start by giving you the homework, where the Trey to Trey is, where the discussion is. And then, at least, tell you the Chakira and Lamdis upon which a lot of this depends. So let me start. It's easy for me to start with the Chakira. Everyone will enjoy the Chakira. But I want to start first with the two Gemaras that this depends, that this is Negea to. Gemara number one is a Gemara on Peches and Yevamis, and it's elsewhere as well. It's in Ksubis and Chabez and Aleph. Bein Aguna. Two people say the husband died, two people say the husband did not die. Trey the Trey, we don't let her get married. Could be the Sfeka de Reisa, could be the Sfeka de Rabbanan, it's a selfie. We don't let a lady get married, nothing to do with Sfeka de Reisa de Rabbanan. We don't let a lady get married because it's Trey the Trey and it's a selfie. I don't care the rest of the Rabbanan, we don't let her get married. But what is it? And if Nissus Tate say, if she gets married, make her give a get. Unless, which case? It's the exception. Where do we let her get married by Trey Betray? Nissus Lecha Meidah. If she marries one of the witnesses, she's allowed to marry one of the witnesses. Mara says, what are you talking about? Marry one of the witnesses? He says, if they're both Bari, she says, I'm sure. And he says, I'm sure, we let them get married. What's Pshat? What's going on here? You ever heard of such a thing? You have a suffix. Someone says, I'm sure, we let him get married. We let him get married. Or we let him be traitors. We let a suffix traitors. Why do we say a bari helps? Now, pashtus, it's mashma. Pashtus. It can't be a sveka deraisa. Could a sveka deraisa make exception for a bari? Could it be such a thing? Does it make sense? The suffix deraisa. Someone says, I'm sure, we let him do it, and no such thing. So this is an issue. Taisus and Ksuvis and Taisus and Yavamis says the same thing. Taisus and Peches on the days. You look at the Taisus, Gibra Maskel, Habala Bashatolikoi, Vaimeri, down in the middle, towards the end of Taisus. Taisus deals with this. So this is the first question. Again, we're dealing with these questions to try to figure out if we should go to Mahalach of Stam Gemara Sasveka Deraisa, Stam Gemara Sasveka Deraman. That Gemara doesn't talk about Sveka Deraisa. It's only this Gemara. So we have to know how the other Gemaras are dealing with. That's Gemara number one. That's it for today. It's your job to look at it. Gemara number two is a riddle. This riddle is in the Rosh Ksubis Perebei Simcha Balef, which is corresponds to Daf Days, and it's in the Ran as well, and they have two different Malachim. So that's the place to look. The Rosh is easy to learn, the Ran a little harder. But this is, I'll tell you, two cases of Trey Betray seem to be a stira. How you resolve it has to do with Trey Betray. Here's the case. Two cases of Trey Betray. Case number one. Two Adam say that something is Tameh. Two Adam say something is Tar. Two Adam say something is Kosher. Two Adam say something is Trey. Trey Betray, that's easy. It's a Safik, L'machmer. Can any of these Adam say Adam somewhere else? Yes. The Gemara says, Shtei Adam, Hamachishin Zuazu. Two pairs of Adam, Shtei Kiti Adam, Hamachishin Zuazu. Zeba Bifnei Atzma Umeida? Zeba Mei Atzma Umeida. We don't passel Adam because they say to each other. In this case, two say Kosher, two say Trey, two say Tomei, two say Tar. We're Machmir. Trey to Trey. Say good. The rest of the Rabbana, we're Machmir. But Zubah b'fnei atzmo mi'ida, so we don't passel the Eidim. They could say Eidus wherever they want. That's one Gemara, which is easy. Then is the following case, which is Pshat in the Gemara like these Rishonim. Two Eidim say, Pliny is a Gazlan. It's passel Eidus. Two other Eidim come, and they say, Pliny is not a Gazlan. Now the Rosh says, if the second pair of Adam say he was a Gazlan, he did tshuva, there's not a stira. To say he was a Gazlan, to say he did tshuva, there's no stira. Just in that case, it wouldn't be a shalom. The case is where two say he stole, on Monday at 5 o'clock he stole, and two Adam say on Monday at 5 o'clock he didn't steal. Two Adam say he's a Gazlan, two Adam say he's not a Gazlan. What do we do with this fellow? We don't know if he's kashal Adam or not kashal Adam. Do we let him say Eidus? So the halacha is, the Gemara says he cannot say Eidus. We don't use him for Eidus. He can't be used as an Eidus. So all the Rishonim ask, Manishtana. If you have Trey Betray, Abachish and Zuazu, also, if they're telling the truth, then they're possible Eidus. If they're telling the truth, they're possible Eidus. And we say, Zebob if Ne'atzmo Atzmo Mi'ida, Zebob if Ne'atzmo Mi'ida. So here it's exactly the same statistics. You have a guy, you have a fellow. If these two Adam are saying the truth, it's Pasal Adam. If these two are saying they're true, it's Kashal Adam. Why don't we say the same thing? Bob, if they ask me either, someplace else, you could say Adam. That's the difference. What do you say? So you say you want to think about it. We're gonna hopefully tumble about it yet. No, we're not gonna tumble, we're shining tumble. The Rosh and the Ran, the way I understand, say two different Mahalchim, this Gemara, and it has to do with Sveka Deraisa and Sveka Derabana. So these are the two cases, coming attractions. These are the cases that you have to know that the Mitzvah Hashem we're gonna have to deal with to know how to pass them. A lot of information today and not a lot of time to think. So let me give you the final piece of information for today. I hope you'll digest everything correctly. The Chakira of the Rosh Hashivas in Trey Betray. The Chakira in how Trey Betray works. But the Yotzvek and the Rasi, the Yotzvek and the Rabbanan. The question is, what is the understanding of the approach to trade a trade? There are two ways to look at a trade a trade situation. I'm sitting here, we're trying to decide something. He says this, he says that. Two say this, two say that. Now I have a choice in how to deal with it mentally in Lumbus. I could say, look, they cancel each other's out. Go back to square one and figure out the answer. A logical way to say it. Say, look, we prefer Bezdin's best proof is Eidim. Shtei Eidim is our best proof. Bezdin starts with Shaila, they start first, they don't start with Chazakas, they don't start with Raiv, they don't start with Migus, they start with Eidim. Bezdin prefers to Paskin with Eidim. You have two Eidim this way, two Eidim that way. They cancel each other out. Back to the drawing board. It's Kimu, there are no Eidim. We have to figure out what to do. Anything wrong with that? I don't find anything wrong with that Svara. No. Svara, we're getting back of ours from. Right? They cancel each other out, makes sense? Yes, sir. According to that, you should have Chazaka. Which you're saying is maybe yes. So you go as a Chazaka. Remember, if we say Sveke Drabana, that means we really do Babasa Hazaka. Drabana said me not. So it fits well. So very good. Right? You're explaining that this would fit with one sound. Right. Now that, in the Lashon of the Rosh Hashivah, is called Trey Vitrey, command the Lesnu Dov. Trey Vitrey, it's like they're not here. Command the Lesnu. It's like they're not here, pretend they're not here, and go back to square one. The other way to learn is that you can't ignore Eidim. You have no right to ignore Eidim. You have amigo on this side, amigo on that side, you can ignore the amigos. But because two Eidim, trekame, two Eidim is the strongest possible type of proof that we find with our Tarakula, you can make Misa based on two Eidim. Since two Eidim is the strongest possible type of proof that could be, you can't ignore two Eidim. You have to deal with it. And Trey Vitrey commanded Isnudam. They are here. You don't go back to square one. Anything else that comes up has to be dealt with in the context of the fact that you have two Eidim. That's Trey Vitrey commanded Isnudam. Rather than trade a trade, command the less than Hudami. In other words, you can have people that are misupik for many reasons. You go over to someone and you ask him a shyly, he says, I don't know. You have two types of I don't knows. You have a person who has no clue. Go over to him, what's a din? I don't know. You don't even know what a shyly is. It's an I don't know where you're empty, you're running on empty. There's another I don't know, that's where you learn to sugya well. You have a shayla and you don't know. That's a statement. You're saying, I know it says in Shulchan Aruch, I know it says in Shachan Taz, I know it says in the Prima God, and I still don't know. You understand, there's a very big difference if the Rosh says, I don't know, Tzarechim, or if I say, I don't know. If I say, I don't know, it means I better figure it out. If the Rosh says, I don't know, it means this is a real shayla. The bona fide shayla. You know, if I say, I don't know, you know, so you probably know. If the Rosh says I don't know and you have an easy answer, you're wrong. You're wrong. The Rosh thought of your easy answer and he says he still doesn't know. Trey Vitrey could be either type of I don't know. It could be ignoramus says I don't know. Trey Vitrey cancel each other out, command the less no. So I don't know because I have no clue. But Trey Vitrey could be a lumdish I don't know. Trey Vitrey could be, I have strong rayas this way, I have strong rayas that way, and I still don't know. And when you come to deal with the shayla, it's a very big difference which level of I don't know you're holding at. Where are you? There's a difference. Right? If it's an I don't know of empty, so it would seem that the flimsiest raya could be mechriya. The weakest raya, the whole shas, as long as it's a raya, should be able to mechriya. If it's an I don't know because of strong rayas either way, so you're going to have to figure out how to deal with the rayas. You can't just bring a flimsy raya and say, okay, it's machriya, love doctor. Trey kamei. Now this suffix of trey betrey, commander isnu, commander lesnu, is in a number of places. Rav Nachum in Bava Basra, Cheskes Habatim, Ois Kufzai, Yibramaslu Uba Eifin, one of the whole piece. But from Uba Eifin, in those few paragraphs, is a very geschmacka place to appreciate the commandist and commander lesson. Now, there are not many Rav Nachums on Bava Basra on the shelf. Tomorrow's Memorial Day. Memorial Day, as you know, I am late. Not because I observe Memorial Day, but because we have a shiur in the morning of the shul, and the shiur is 9 to 10. But kiderach ravonim, it takes another half hour to get out of the building. So I'm not going to be until late. I'd appreciate if someone took the Rav Nachum and made copies for people. The only two in the shelf. I'm hoping it's not enough. Do you have a lot of work to do today? I apologize. You have the sheets to review. I hope you take time. You have the two sugyas that I mentioned to look up. And you have the Rav Nachum. I'm going to start with Rav Nachum tomorrow. Because for me and you, it's very hard to talk until we have a baseline in lumdus. We shiny were able to do it. The Ketzais could do it. And we can't do it. We need a baseline in lumdus to talk with. So it's just the way it is by me. I don't have a brain that's wide enough to entertain all the different possibilities. I need two mahalchim, and then let's deal with the Rishayim. Fits, doesn't fit, we're not going to force it to fit, but we'll see. So we're going to deal with Rav Nachum tomorrow, but I'd like that everybody here would take the time and the patience to go through it. If you're going to spend half an hour tomorrow, first say the learning, it's not going to happen. Okay? You have to try your best you could. It's Memorial Day. So there's no ultimate side tomorrow, and I assume everyone walks in late because they're looking for parking. So tomorrow should be easier. So please make it here tomorrow. I do want to mention to you